In defense of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem Al-Quds, scores of Palestinians took to the streets of occupied Ramallah. The protesters, including senior officials, civil employees, and students, chanted anti-Israel slogans and raised the Palestinian flag all the way during their rally.
We are taking part in this rally to send a message that the Palestinians are always ready to sacrifice their souls for Jerusalem Al-Quds and mainly for Al-Aqsa Mosque. We say it again and again, Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa are a red line.
The protesters, meanwhile, view these rallies and activities are not enough anymore. At a time, extremist Israeli settlers continue raiding the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound under military protection almost every day.
Here in the West Bank, we are handcuffed because of the checkpoints surrounding the areas. However, with our hand, voice and stones and through our sons, we will defend Al-Aqsa and all of Palestine.
The protesters continued walking until they reached the Israeli military checkpoint of Beit Il. Then the rally turned violent as dozens of Israeli soldiers and military jeeps were stationing there. The youths threw stones at Israeli forces, who responded with firing tear gas, stun grenades, and even opened skunk water towards the protesters to disperse them. At least four Palestinians were wounded by live ammunition. Many inhaled gas during the clashes.
This protest comes amid Israel's continued attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque. The protesters say they want to send the message that the Palestinians will continue fighting Israel's illegal measures and will defend their holy sites by any possible means. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.